All right, so we're going to do something I'm calling Further Underground. And the whole idea of the Further Underground is that they're going to be not normally topics we covered, which would be more exegetical teaching and stuff like that. So with the Further Undergrounds, we'll actually kind of cover topics. In this case, I just saw Tron. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that and some of the more theological aspects of that. In the movie Tron, it's amazing visually. The story is immersive, yada yada yada, what everyone else pretty much says, at least the ones who liked it. But something that I saw when watching it was that there's this aspect of their view of God that intrigued me. I wouldn't say bothered me, I guess, because when non-Christians talk about God and get their understanding of him wrong, I'm not surprised. Well, I'm at least not bothered that much anymore. At least not the way that some of the put Christ in Christmas folks get. I tend to save my anger for the Christians who, or at least those who claim to be Christian and don't understand who Jesus is and wouldn't talk about him or preach him properly if their lives depended it, and certainly the lives of those people in their congregation do. So anyway, off topic, moving back to Tron. So in the movie, there's Jeff Bridges plays Flynn, and he's created this world called the Grid, or at least a city. Anyway, so anyway, it's in a computer environment, and it's called the Grid. There's it stems over from the original movie Tron. And he created a being in his likeness named Clue. And so one of the themes that really intrigued me as far as the view of God is this, I guess almost a terrible irony. I don't know. I still hate. I'm not always good at defining irony, or maybe I am. Anyway, but Jeff Bridges, one of the things he's talking about, one of the things they keep quoting him, he disappears in 1989, goes into this Tron world in 82. Then he's this great computer creating genius, and he's talking about this whole philosophy and how we don't need gods anymore because we can go into this grid. Yeah, that's the whole thing. He disappears because he's created this world and he's able to go into it using his own technology, and he theorizes that we can basically transport ourselves into this universe and live forever. We wouldn't die, and we basically can get rid of our need for God and medicine and all these other things. Yet the irony is that even at one point, in the grid, they actually refer to him as the creator, which is interesting because that is something that's generally a title one would save for a god. And yet he's saying that we can get rid of gods because we can go live in this grid. And so watching the movie, it kind of brought me to this realization that, humans make terrible gods. And by that, what I mean is that he's inconsistent. Because human beings do grow and change and opinions change. The movie exemplifies why one needs a God whose opinion doesn't change, who's the same from beginning to end. Because, okay, here's what happens. So he creates this being in his image, Clue. And he sets him to rule this place. Well, Clue rebels, not really rebels. Bridges changes his mind as to what he's supposed to do. Clue is told to create a perfect universe, that he is to create and rule over this perfect place in the place of his creator. And his creator, he has come to, or Flynn, Jeff Bridges, both of them are played by Jeff Bridges. One's played by a computer-generated version of Jeff Bridges from 30 years ago. The other one is Jeff Bridges now. And that's going to be Flynn, Clue's computer-generated. Okay. So anyway, so Flynn creates Clue with all of the opinions and ideas that he had when he was, well, 30 years younger. And so the problem is that this Clue is struggling, you know, is the problem for Flynn is that he's changed his mind, or rather I should say the problem for Clue is that Flynn has changed his mind. He's realized, basically, he's become more of an Eastern meditative, contemplative type of figure. And so his idea of what would qualify as perfection has changed. And it confuses Clue, because he even tells his creator, I'm doing what you told me to do. And Flynn responds back to Clue by saying, I know, but I've changed. So here's the whole theological thing that I got to thinking. One of the things that certain liberal and some of those who would call themselves conservative, one of the things they tend to do is to talk about God communicating to them new things. The UCC, that's United Church of Christ, I believe they were the ones that had quoted Gracie Allen, her quote, never put a period where God puts a comma. And I'm trying to remember, it was either them or the Episcopal Church USA, not a whole lot of difference. Anyway, but one of them had the God is still speaking. I believe that was still UCC. Anyway, and so the idea is that God has changed his mind about homosexuality and about a whole lot of other things. And so now these things that weren't acceptable are now acceptable because God's changed his mind. Here's the problem with the God, with the idea of God changing his mind as to what is right and wrong. If God has said, you know, God has said that stealing and murder are wrong, okay? Well, that means that the penalty for these things, which God calls sins, the wages, what sin pays out is death. Okay? Now, if God changes his mind, then, those folks who were guilty for murdering are now innocent. Not because of what Christ has done, but because God's changed his mind. Now, in the case of the UCC, Episcopal Church USA, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, and a few other Metropolitan Church, although I don't know if Metropolitan Church, there's a few different theories as to make certain sins okay. Anyway, the point being, with these places where they believe that God's changed his mind, thereby making it okay for them to accept sinners, unrepentant sinners. What's to prevent God from changing his mind back to reviewing, so to speak, his previous judgment and saying, you know, that whole homosexuality or you know, the that thing that I said was okay then, it's not okay now. And so the folks who, because of their all-inclusive views, you know, were, at least in their minds, were in the right with God, now God's changed his mind and they're out. Now, obviously, this is hypothetical because God doesn't change his mind. He is the same. His judgments are true. His word is true. And he hasn't changed his mind on anything. But the whole point of this is why, is kind of what's wrong with this idea of a God who changes his mind. And that's kind of one of the things that came across to me in watching the movie Tron. The danger for the being in the image of the creator who changed, the creator being the one who changed his mind as to what he wanted and how the being is supposed to act. I guess we're right around Christmas, or we're in the very end stages of the Advent season. And with that in mind, remember that the reason for the season isn't only that Jesus came. The reason for the season is that you and I are sinners in need of that Savior who came for us and for our salvation.